News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back to News Talk Tonight. I'm Robin Gill sitting in for Jim Richards. It's been a heavy news day, so we're going to have some time for levity, and we're going to talk to Richard Krause about some movies to watch this weekend. Let's take a listen on the first movie.
In Strays, the new talking dog movie starring Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx and now playing in theaters, abandoned dog Reggie falls in with a fast-talking, foul-mouthed Boston Terrier and his gang of strays. Determined to seek revenge on his former owner Doug, Reggie and his crew of canine pals embark on an epic adventure to get him home and make Doug pay for his dirty deed.
Hi there, big dogs. I'm trying to get home.
I know which way that is.
Oh, great.
Right up my... Yes, you little...
Oh, no, that can't be right. I'm lost.
You're a stray man. You can do anything you want.
This beer doesn't taste good, but I like how it's making me feel.
It is the craziest thing I have ever seen. And I'm Dennis Quaid, and Dennis Quaid has seen some...
It was nice to meet you.
All right, let's bring in our producers, Anthony and Christina. How do you think Richard's going to rate this?
I think this is this seems funny. I like already in the trailer. There's a couple good moments. I've been seeing so many ads for this. I think that Richard's gonna give this a 3.5.
Loved the trailer. I'm definitely gonna go see this. I think Richard's also gonna give it a 3.5.
Okay, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I love Will Ferrell. I think he's so entertaining and hilarious. So let's see what Richard thinks about this.
I think it's a safe bet to crown Strays the most adorable yet rudest movie of the year. Reggie and his pals are a cute canine quartet, but the film's beyond the chain jokes and situations mostly involving poop, vomit, and doggy sex are anything but sweet. It's a raunchy coming-of-age story as Reggie learns from his new friends that everyone has worth. It's a great message, laced with laughs for those with a high tolerance for poop and scoop humor. The humor may not be family-friendly, but the message that we should be nice to our animals or they may do terrible things to us is a good one, and that's why I gave Strays, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Wow, well done, team. Well done, team. I like his alliteration. Cute canine quartet, even though quartet is, I know, Q. Let's talk about the next movie.
In Blue Beetle, a new superhero movie based on the DC Comics character and now playing in theaters, Jaime Reyes suddenly finds himself in possession of an ancient relic of alien biotechnology called the Scarab. When the Scarab chooses Jaime to be its symbiotic host, he's bestowed with an incredible suit of armor that's capable of extraordinary and unpredictable powers, forever changing his destiny as he becomes the superhero Blue Beetle.
Did you know what was going to happen to my brother, when you stuck him with this world-destroying thing?
It's called the Scarab. I had no idea it would activate. It has to choose you.
So how do we get it to unchoose me?
Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Yeah, that's more like it.
You're the Blue Beetle.
That could use that arsenal right about now!
God, you never ask.
I want to fly. Let's do this.
Anthony, what do you think?
I didn't know this movie was coming out this early. I have been dying to see this movie. I love Blue Beetle as a character. It's such a cool concept. So I think he's going to give... I'm hoping he gives it a 4.
Christina.
I'm not as familiar with Blue Beetle, but it sounded like an interesting movie. So I'm going to say 3.5.
I'm going 3. I don't know.
Blue Beetle makes history as the first Latino DC superhero to lead a film, but the freshness that comes along with that is overwhelmed by the usual superhero dross. The emphasis on family gives the movie a nice vibe that sets it apart from other DC movies, but the strength Jaime garners from his family and culture does not strengthen the plot as a whole. It's still a superhero origin story, and that means it comes weighted down with details, exposition, and the usual getting to know you, getting to know all about you tropes, and that's why I gave Blue Beetle, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
I wasn't wrong. I don't think I was blown away by the trailer, and I'm a sucker for trailers.
You gotta see it. It's very visually appealing.
All right. You're right. We have to think visually. We're in radio here. Okay, let's listen in on the final movie here.
In Back to the Strip, a new comedy starring Wesley Snipes, Tiffany Haddish, and Kevin Hart, a broken-hearted magician named Merlin moves to Las Vegas to get over his ex-girlfriend, only to be hired as the frontman in a revival of the notorious black male stripper crew, the Chocolate Chips. The old, domesticated, out-of-shape Chips put aside former conflicts and reunite to save the hotel they used to perform in while helping Merlin win back his ex.
Once upon a time, we had the finest male dancing troupe in town, the Chocolate Chips. It was a gold mine. Mr. Face, Mr. Body, Mr. Slim Sexy, Dr. X, and the one and only Mr. Big.
So you think about putting the band back together, huh? But I don't think that group will work out now.
Stop acting like you don't miss it. I mean, the women, the cheers, the tips, the tips.
I do, but how you gonna do that with your leg?
My dancing days is over,
but I got a ringer.
Bang, 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 bang. Your bangs up, you pop your bangs up too high.
Yeah, he overbanging.
I'm thinking it's going to be 3.5 stars. What about you, Anthony?
I mean, that was just really funny. The Chocolate Chips, like, and Kevin Hart. But Kevin Hart's really loud. I don't know. I'm gonna say 2.5 stars.
Ooh, okay. Wow. I'm going to say 3 stars. That trailer did seem like it would be a good movie, but I don't know.
Well, listen, I think Kevin Hart is super hilarious, so I'm looking forward to that. But Wesley Snipes, I haven't heard that name in ages. So who knows? This could be his comeback. Let's hear what Richard had to say.
Back on the Strip is not a subtle movie. From Tiffany Haddish's raunchy narration to the predictable plot points, it's clear writer-director Chris Spence isn't looking to reinvent the raunchy comedy wheel. It's a mix of sweet and sour, of romance for the heart, and, well, the raunchy stuff for the other extremities. Unfortunately, the emotional scenes, meant to be heartwarming, are rendered tedious by the predictability of the script. We know what's going to happen in this movie long before any of it actually happens, and we just don't need Tiffany Haddish's expository non-stop narration to let us know what's going on. And that's why I gave Back on the Strip, now playing in theaters, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Okay, Anthony, I feel like you know Richard the best.
I just knew it. Because Richard, he appreciates, like, good film. I like raunchy movies, but he does not like raunchy movies at all.
Well, there's something to be said about that. Okay, we're going to wrap that up. Thanks so much for helping us write these movies. We're going to take a short pause, but when we come back, we talk to a BC man who's celebrating over a decade of recovery and whether he thinks a review is necessary for drug consumption sites in Ontario. You're listening to News Talk Tonight. I'm Robin Gill, sitting in for Jim Richards.